Voilà, so I warmed up the room so much yesterday morning with all my talk. This morning, let's just go straight into meditation. Taking delight in having this freedom and opportunity to do nothing but cultivate our own hearts and minds in order to find a deeper sense of well-being and satisfaction. With this sense of satisfaction, with a sense of delight, let your awareness descend into the body as you settle your body in its natural state. Effortlessly settle your respiration in its own natural rhythm. And calm and soothe your discursive mind with mindfulness of breathing for a few minutes. And now as we turn our attention to the meditative cultivation of mudita, of empathetic joy, let's first of all direct our attention to our own past, right up to the present. Attending first of all to those from our infancy onwards. Who have helped us in terms of our hedonic well-being, which is ever so important. those who have provided us with food, shelter, clothing, medical care when we've needed it. And attending to those who've gone out of their way in a spirit of friendship, of loving kindness, to bring us joy. Let your attention alight where it will. Focus on these kindnesses of others toward yourself. And as you breathe out with this mingled sense of delight in their virtue, their kindness, their assistance, which naturally is mingled with gratitude. With each out-breath, offer your thanks, offer your appreciation. And then return once again to your own life and to those who, throughout the course of your life, who've served you in a deeper way, assisting you in your own pursuit of genuine happiness, helping you sow the seeds of your own flourishing in terms of leading an ethical and benevolent life, of cultivating your own heart and mind. And your pursuit of understanding and wisdom. Attend to their kindness, to their own virtue. And breathe out this light from your heart as you've done before. This light of gladness, of appreciation and gratitude. Imagine them receiving what you offer. And now let's turn the table 180 degrees. Direct your attention once again inwardly. But this time let your attention rove through the course of your life up to the present and attend to the myriad ways in which you have served the needs of others. First of all, serving others in terms of the enhancement of their own hedonic well-being. And as you breathe out, take delight in your own virtue. Of course, not in any spirit of self-congratulation or focus on self, but as before, focus on the virtue itself and on the motivation behind it. And breathe out your joy in being able to offer your best to those around you. First of all, in terms of the hedonic well-being, which we all care about. And finally, attend to the ways in which you have served others in their pursuit of eudaimonia, a deeper sense of well-being and flourishing, of genuine happiness. And take delight in this great gift, or these many gifts that you've offered to others. Then release all memories, all imaginations, all activities of the mind. And let your awareness rest in its own nature, illuminating itself. So, we have just a few minutes left, so I'll fill the empty space. I mentioned to Tiram yesterday, and everyone here, this theme of a sacred tension. The attraction to coming inwards into simplicity, into solitude, the attraction to coming outwards. And as so often happens in Buddhism, we identify dualities, we do identify polarities, and then look for synthesis, look for a way through so the polarity, the duality vanishes, right? Even finally in Dzogchen or Vajrayana in general, even the duality of samsara and nirvana. That's a pretty big stretch, because samsara is pretty tough and nirvana is pretty sweet. So how do you combine that into something inconceivable? Well, when I mentioned Gyanlam Rinpoche spending 35 years in solitude, but saying my prayer for the future is wherever I can be of greatest service, there do I wish to be born. It wasn't at all, of course, that in this lifetime I'm going to be really selfish for 35 years, but don't worry, next lifetime I'm going to come out and be altruistic. Absolutely not true. I don't think you thought that, but I assure you that's not true. That he was, because I knew him, I lived with him. He was my teacher, will be my teacher. Benevolence. What drew him into solitude was not, okay, everybody, give me a break, I'm off to myself, but rather that was his act of altruism. And so as we enjoy this beautiful environment, the service we receive from those around us, the staff, and so on, sitting quietly on your own cushion, supine position, sitting, what have you, and just following your breath, for example, can be an act of generosity, right? It can be an act of altruism. Other people may not know it yet, but it's coming. It's coming. You send it off into the air. It hasn't quite reached them yet, but you're already offering them a gift. They may already be taking delight that you're here and devoting yourself full time to spiritual practice. They may be already getting some benefit, but it's like you're throwing a little paper airplane. You're throwing it right here. It hasn't quite reached them yet. A little love letter, you know? So it really can be. Meditating quietly, even in something as simple as mindfulness of breathing, can itself be an act of altruism. It all depends on motivation. All depends on motivation, right? And then as we venture out, as all of us will in various ways, I mean, we're all going to go to the airport or someplace when we leave here. And that is as we're engaging, perhaps to a very active way of life, back to family, to a job, and so forth. That too can be an ongoing venue for the cultivation of your own heart and mind, right? That too can be an ongoing meditative practice, of course, with the four measurables, but even in the midst of that, in the midst of the hurly-burly of active way of life, to be saying, aha, this is now my meditation room. There it is, in Grand Central Station, in the airport, in a business meeting, whatever it may be, in a classroom. Say, aha, this is my meditation room now. And in that context, however active you may need to be, bringing to it a quality of ease and relaxation, bringing to it a quality of composure, right? Bringing to it a quality of clarity, and bringing to it a quality of an open heart. So then we see that sacred tension starts to melt already. In fact, it can start melting right now. So let's melt right now. Enjoy your day. See you a bit later.